Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And your audio, Gabe, today is shit, and that's okay because you're going to upgrade your life and get a home. So I want to touch on two quick things and we'll wrap this and we will fulfill our obligation of recording a podcast for 2400 Sports. John Heyman reported yesterday that Tony La Russa will likely return next week or be eligible to return next week to the dugout. How do you feel about Tony La Russa coming back when it looks like Miguel Cairo has completely turned this team around?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it's tough because yes, you're on. You're in a good place right now. Soccer would say you're in good form, and you don't know if that's a result of Miguel Cairo. Is that a result of the players feeling the pressure because there's 2 months left? like 6 weeks left in the season. Like, you know, that it's all things that are happening at the same time. Now, I would prefer he stay away. You know, I prefer he stay away just because I don't want him there to begin with. Right? It has nothing to do with the team playing well. It's like, I just don't want you to have a reason to try to come back next year. And you've touched on this a couple episodes ago where if he does come back and the White Sox do continue on their hot streak and they do make the playoffs, well, then it's more likely that he comes back, right, just to fulfill his last year. So, I mean, again, I don't want him there, but I heard a clip that you guys played yesterday at the tail end of your show. I know you weren't there, but Tony La Russa saying essentially, like, if the players don't want me there, then I won't be there. And I mean, how about you just take it upon yourself to make a really good managerial decision and just don't come back? You know what I mean? Like, that's what I feel like he should do.
Yeah, I don't think these players will ever say to him, hey, we don't want you there. And I don't think that there's a direct correlation between his absence and a win streak. I think they're just hitting home runs. And Tony La Russa's presence in the dugout is not going to stop a team from hitting home runs. But if something is going on in there that we're not privy to because we're not there every day with the players and there's maybe a vibe change, then maybe someone does have to speak up and say, hey, Tony, we love you, man, but Miguel Cairo is making better baseball strategy decisions here and pulling guys at the right time or going to the right bullpen arms or putting guys in the right spots and using a consistent lineup where guys know where they're going to play every day. If that's the case, then someone just has to be the adult. And Tony, a man who's been in this game for 40 years, can't be butthurt about it. And it's just got to be, all right, well, I probably knew my time was done anyway. I shouldn't have come back 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. But I think it's time. And I don't know if Miguel Cairo is the next manager of the White Sox, but right now, why fix something that's not broken, right?
Yeah.
They're not broken right now. They're looking like they should have looked all along. And Tim Anderson's not even back yet.
Dude, I can't even wait till Tim Anderson comes back. But to stay right there on Tony La Russa and Miguel Cairo and his decision-making, I mean, that's got to be highlighted, right? I mean, because you're watching these games and the decisions he's making, instead of questioning them, you're saying, yes. Like, okay, yeah, Lory Garcia, pinch runner at the right moments. He's been doing pinch runners at the right moments. Defensive replacements at the right moments. Like, really just doing the smart thing. Even, you know, leaving guys in or taking them out when they need to. He's making great decisions. And I don't know if it's coming from a collective, right? Or if it's, you know, if it's just him. Like, that would be cool to know. But I think that has to be highlighted, that the decision-making is one that we haven't been questioning over the last week or so. It's something that we've actually, as baseball fans, people that watch this game, we're saying to ourselves, that is the right thing to do. And it pays off more often than not. And what about with TA, man? Like, did you hear Ozzie say that, you know, he would move TA to second base, and you know, like, what do you think about that? I mean, obviously he's not going to go to second base, but what do you think about the dynamic and how that's going to play out?
Yeah, I think Elvis Andrus being a veteran and TA being a veteran as well. Elvis came here 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. He's not going to Wally Pip TA and take his position and be okay with that. Even if Miguel Cairo were to ask him, Elvis Andrus is not going to say, yeah, I'm going to stay here. No, he is a better defender than Tim Anderson for sure, but that's Tim Anderson's position and you can't lose something due to injury. Now, if Yoan Moncada came back in the last couple of days and he just looked like a piece of shit and he was playing like he's played all year, then I'm putting Elvis Andrus at third base over Yoan Moncada, and I'm keeping Romy Gonzalez at second base and platoon between him and Josh Harrison, depending on handedness. But Tim Anderson's going to come back. He will start at shortstop, but Ozzie's not wrong. Elvis Andrus is a better defensive shortstop than Tim Anderson, and he's swinging a bat right now that you can't take out of the lineup. So even though he's never played anywhere but shortstop or second base for a few games, he's not gonna continue to play shortstop. He just won't.
I'm gonna throw the curve in there, and I'm gonna say that it's not even gonna be Miguel Cairo. It's gonna be TA. I think. Because I'm thinking about the possibility of how it does happen, right? And TA's out there watching the game. TA's in the dugout. He knows what's happening. And maybe TA says, hey, you know what? Elvis, stay there. Clearly second base is where our shortcoming is. And I got zero problem moving over for this playoff run because what's more important to me is the playoffs. You think there's a possibility that he says that?
No. I think his ego's too big.
You think his head's too big?
Yeah, TA's ego is far too big to just go ahead and give shortstop to Elvis Andrus coming in here 3-4 weeks ago. I understand where you're coming from, and it would be – I'd be okay with it with the call, but TA will be back at shortstop, and that's going to be completely fine.